This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, JT the Brick.
Now, Rich Eisen has a brand new radio show on Fox Sports Radio, has a world-famous podcast, and it's the 11-year anniversary of the debut of NFL Network. Rich Eisen, the host of NFL Network. He's done such an amazing job. Now my teammate on the radio and a guy who's always supported the silver and black. Rich, thanks a lot for coming on. It's been a tough start for the Raiders so far. What have you seen from them that you like?
Khalil Mack is unblockable at the point of attack. Carr looks like he's a keeper. There are some diamonds in that very, very rough situation right now. And Charles Woodson is one of my favorite people of all time. So it's not, there is a silver and black lining somewhere in there. You just got to keep finding it.
Rich, I always loved the way you showed respect to Al Davis and the legends of the Raider Nation from the beginning, from Jim Otto, Ray Guy just got into the Hall of Fame, you were there, Biletnikoff, Willie Brown, and all the legends. So even though the Raiders are struggling here at 0-8, you're there on television and radio not taking shots and giggling at them because it seems like you have a connection and really respect the old days of the Raiders.
Oh, come on. I mean, listen, one of my favorite, the all-time greatest people that I got to meet was Al Davis. I mean, whether it was Al sitting at the combine at the start of the 40-yard dash stripe every year in the same seats that he sat next to Bill Parcells and Gil Brandt every year. And, you know, I always joke to myself, like, what if I just, like, sat down uninvited in that fourth seat next to them? Just the glimpse and glares, the stares that I would get, whether it was that or Al Davis coming up to me at one of the owners' meetings shortly before he passed away to complain about where the last Raiders championship team ranked in the top champions list of all time that the network was putting together that it had nothing to do with. I mean, it had nothing to do with it. And he was livid, unloading on me. And I just, you know, I took it like a sponge because like the 5, 6, 7-year-old in me who watched Al Davis win championships and be, you know, the commitment to excellence and Raiders guy that, you know, born in Brooklyn just like me, I would think the 7-year-old being like, holy smoke, this is Al Davis unloading on me right now. How cool is this? So I definitely have the respect. Plus, Amy Trask would crush me if I ever disrespected them, so I don't want to do that.
Thanks again to Rich Eisen, and hopefully when the Raiders play Kansas City on Thursday Night Football, we'll have a chance to spend some time with him. Thanks for joining me this week on this edition of the official Raider podcast. Remember, you can check me out every week at Raiders.com, where we do the webcast, #AskJT. And remember, keep in touch via Twitter, @JTTheBrick. We'll be back next week getting you ready for the road trip to San Diego as the Silver and Black take on the Chargers. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I'm JT. Have an outstanding week.
Thanks for listening to this installment of the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders.